So when I was an undergraduate in the United States, I worked with the Department of Defense as well as universities up and down the coast to help the military train medic corpsmen and Navy SEALs and Delta Rangers using simulation. The current model is using live animals. For me, it was very interesting, one, to see the application and the creation from the ground up of virtual reality and training military people to for emergency medical procedures such as chest compressions, lung refilling, things like that. I would say that the most interesting part was to see how people who had never seen AR or VR before, the military members who had done some healthcare training, to come to the didactics and see it for themselves. They were much happier. They enjoyed their time. They thought that it was helpful in terms of anatomy and learning. But it was also interesting to see how people above the chain had different opinions. Some thought that the simulation didn't offer enough tangible emotional feeling to it, and that the simulations weren't going to train them for real-time issues. And others thought that simulations offer, one, a wider variety of training opportunities and modalities, two, that it's going to be cheaper and more efficient to transport across the country, and three, you no longer have to have the cruelty of raising and farming live animals just for the purpose of this training. But four, it's also going to save them quite a lot of money, because using VR and AR is much more, you can spread it across the country to remote locations using only Wi-Fi, whereas to send live animals, you need entire facilities to store and feed them, as well as facilities to anesthetize them and continue that part. So that's really what got me into the virtual reality world and kept me going since.
And since then, you are using some of these ideas for your own life?
Certainly. I think once you're introduced into the world of virtual reality, it's tough to step out of it. You continue to read the news and see what the developments that are going on. The reason I'm in this conference in the first place is because I did that didactic training years ago, and especially because, you know, going through medical school and medical education training, you can see everywhere I was, especially during my surgical rotations and trauma rotation surgeries, you could see that there was such potential for the use of virtual reality to train the medical students, to train residents, and to give them opportunities that shouldn't exist, you know, 30 years ago, 15 years ago, or 5 years ago.
Thank you so much, and have a great day.
Thank you as well. It was nice talking to you.